This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. Art in the City is a new initiative by the Cultural Economy Development Agency, or Cendana, where the works of 13 Malaysian artists are being shown in larger-than-life displays around the buildings and spaces of Kuala Lumpur City for 6 months. The initiative aims to create interest and awareness around visual art by bringing it to public spaces. Joining me today are two of the artists being showcased, Samantha Chia and Sivabalan Arumugam, as well as Cendana's Sector Manager for Visual Arts and Independent Music, Smek Almozar. How are you guys today?
Good.
Thank you for having us.
So maybe we can start off by having you explain a little bit, Smek, about how the idea for Art in the City came about.
Okay, well, Art in the City is mainly came from our founding CEO, Ms. Izan Satrina. She was saying that we should position KL more as a creative and cultural city, hence bringing art to the people rather than bringing the people into art galleries. Because if you see from whatever she said, the statistics are simplified. On average, of Malaysians that visit museums or art galleries once a year. I mean, it's relatively better than other countries, but I think for Malaysia, which has, you know, a lot of talent and a lot of like art facilities as well, so we should harness more creativity, hence Art in the City bringing art to the people.
What is the basic idea of Art in the City?
Basic idea of Art in the City is, one, is to educate the public about the arts, be it appreciating Malaysian art or our legendary artists. The second is also providing a platform for grassroots artists. Yes, we do have our legendary ones such as Ibrahim Hussein and Hossein Enas. Hence why we, you know, it's a nice mix if you have like grassroots artists and then they feel some sort of like an aspirational tone when they're, you know, displayed amongst all these great legends. So it's not about just educating, it's also giving them a platform. And yeah, hopefully these artworks appreciate in value and appreciate in, you know, by our local yet.
So what will we be seeing, you know, when we walk around? What is Art in the City going to be?
Okay, on the main activation are artworks on buildings. So if you visit Balai Seni Negara, you can see Dato' Ibrahim Hussein's Genting on the rooftop. And if you go to Bursa Malaysia, you can see a local artist, Brinda Kumar's work. It's called Culture Shock, printed. So, in a way, it's giving a KL some sort of a facelift as you enter KL. And I'm sure when you drive these days, like, yeah, it's not very wide, but you can see in some places. Even if you visit River of Life, you can see Dato' Hossein Enas, Dulang Washer there at Wisma Maran. So, apart from that, we also have other activations which connect to our other stakeholders. We have a portfolio review which features 21 artists to be reviewed by curators and galleries from South Asia. And we have a major bulat, a roundtable discussion for the visual arts. It was handled by Rogue Art. And then we have public performances in collaboration with Pusaka. Murals across KL in collaboration with DBKL, certainly. And we also have office activations with Bursa, Maybank Foundation, and yeah, hopefully Securities Commission. We would like to educate the corporates on, you know, being either art as an investment or just a gateway to knowing the arts or appreciating Malaysian art.
Siva and Samantha, you know, what is it like to see your works being shown, you know, in such a large scale, in spaces that literally thousands of people will be able to see your work?
For me, it's a great opportunity for the artists, especially our younger generation, to showcase their talents. And it will give a bigger impact in the art industry.
It's really very exciting, and my friends, my family, especially my parents, they are really happy and proud of me. And we just like drove around yesterday to go spot by spot taking picture. It's really happy. It's really very big in the screen and looks so nice.
So both of you, your works are actually being shown on digital screens, right?
Yes.
In multiple locations around KL.
Yeah.
Can you describe a little bit about what each of your artworks are?
Okay, my artwork is Stand Together. Stand Together symbolizes bonding togetherness, because last year I came across this issue about bullying amongst school students. Mm. So I thought as an artist, I should create an awareness for the people to always stand together for their own rights. No matter what race you are, no matter what creed you are, you always stand together. So that's my point of view.
And your the work itself is actually two hands sort of holding together, right?
Different race,
yes,
skin tones.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And in sort of a very a realistic style.
Yeah, hyper-realistic style.
Right. And what about your Samantha? What's your work?
My artwork is actually the little girl sitting on the hibiscus. Actually, the hibiscus for me is not only beautiful, hibiscus that look very bold and full of courageous. And I draw a lot of flying paddles. That one is represent that every little courageous that we accumulate in our life during our hard time. So I draw the scene in the nighttime. So you say that you see the moon is look really bright when it's in the darkest night. So we still have full of courageous and be brave to go through our hard time. This one. The story of my painting.
So it's actually really interesting that both Siva and Samantha, they're actually, I suppose, up-and-coming artists. And you are, and Art in the City is sort of putting them alongside some big names, like Ibrahim Hussein, you said. Why was this an approach that you decided to take?
Like I said, it's not only about educating the public, it's also, you know, uplifting our, let's say, it's not really unsung heroes. I mean, I'm sure they're celebrated somehow in their communities or their family groups. But it's more like, you know, you've had that generation and now here comes another generation. Although, you know, they might not be in galleries or in like biennales around the world, but then again, it's a start for our local people to appreciate local art, and it's also like a great platform for them to, let's say, so-called Samantha and Siva are part-time artists.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So who knows, it might be a step for them to be a full-time artist. So that's what we want to develop, right? As it contributes to the cultural and creative economy.
What was the process of selecting who and which artworks would be included?
We made a call for application, for submission. We got around somewhat 300-something, 500-something. And most artists sent in like two or three artworks because we limit it up to three. We got around like 1,000 roughly. First of all, I had to like clear out of like, you know, any sensitive elements in these artworks. I think we will cut down around to like 800, 700. We had a selection panelist that consists of Professor Ramlan, which is a lecturer in UiTM for fine art, Miss B.B. Chu from MIA, Malaysian Institute of Art, Johanisha, our ex-exco member, as well as Tan Hui Kun from Balai Seni Negara, because Balai Seni is also a partner. So we had kind of like a day-long process of selecting around 700 to 500 artworks. But we stuck to a theme that is called Malaysia, Malaysiana, something that resonates to that theme.
So that was a theme that was already announced with the open call.
Yeah. Right. So it's like a loose theme. But also we had a few limitations because we only had limited buildings and we had limited dimensions. It was further limited after that, but I guess we made do with what we had. So I'm sure it's not, you know, some might say they want to see the process, whatever. So that's why we got a panel. So these guys would assure that it would not, you know, be out of line or it would be just well curated, because we want it to be, we want the message to be strong throughout. Hence, like, where we're putting alongside great legends. Yeah.
Does it also make a difference that from the start, the idea is that you are displaying these in very public spaces where mm-hmm. you get people of all walks of life. Mm-hmm. And on top of it, they're going to be displayed in such a large scale. Does this kind of change the way you select?
Be of a certain scale.
Yes,
or
yeah.
It needs to be a grandeur.
Yeah. And also maybe, I suppose, a broad appeal.
Yeah, we did have that because, you know, it's also about preference and it's very subjective. So, but in terms of a scalability of the artwork, no. We just just what the message carry, and then hence the narratives were very important as well for us to curate the 30 final artworks.
the bigger names that are being shown, were they also part of the open call or were they already selected?
They were already selected by Balai since RCT has like two objectives, main objectives. So we asked Balai, requested Balai for some sort of like 100 artworks from, you can tell from Anthony Lau, even like from Dato' Lat and from, of course, Datin Muhyiddin. And then we streamed it down up to 10. Hence, we would like to give more exposure to our grassroots artists.
What actually prompted you, Siva and Samantha, to want to participate in this in the first place?
First of all, I was thinking to exhibit my artwork in one of the galleries. Then I came across this campaign. Then I thought, okay, just give it a try. Let's see what's happened. Mm-hmm. And then they selected me. Then the public voted me. Then, okay.
Ah, so there was a voting process as well.
Yeah, there was a voting process online. And we did some sort of like a voting booth at Rio in EPW quite some time ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was very fun. Yeah.
And what about you, Sam?
Yeah, I have this illustration. I drew this quite some time. And then I just see this open call in Facebook and social media, then I just decided to give a try. I actually submitted two. I got one shortlisted.
Now that your works have been revealed and they're up and people are able to see them, when you go out and you see it, does it change the way that you think about your own work now?
Yeah, I should think like I need to put more hard work and become a better artist because it's a good step for me, so it's keep pushing me to be more responsible as an artist.
I really feel very happy because it's like affirm me be a Malaysia artist. Because I have been invited to Taiwan and Korea for exhibition, but I don't have such platform in Malaysia. So now my art is in Malaysia, so everybody of my friends, my family can see it's really good.
What is the difference in exhibiting your work in a public space versus in a gallery or in a museum?
In public place, that is, there will be more exposure, and I'm quite surprising that actually my art been selected because mine is not the kind of a traditional fine art. Mine is a digital drawing. So I thought like Malaysia there will be more to like the audience that like more like oil painting on the kind of masterpiece. So mine is like not, for me it's not like up to that grade, but now I've been selected and my artwork display in the city, I receive a lot of like encouragement and very kind words that people come to me and tell me they love my art.
Oh, that's nice to hear, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what about you, Siva?
Actually, compared to art galleries and public, I think like you can just make a walk and you can see all the artworks by 14 artists. It's much more easier to reach the people compared to asking them to come to a gallery or a museum because nowadays everyone is super busy. They have hectic schedule. So it's like a new way to make people that art is also a valuable for life. So it's give a different perspective for their view on arts.
And it's also a way of, because a lot of people I think are a bit intimidated to go into a gallery.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, very intimidating.
Shall I go to gallery or shall I go for a mall?
Yeah.
You know, much more easier. You know?
Yeah,
have no interest on.
If I may add, like the KL gallery culture is there, but it's just like, you know, like, if we do it in galleries, I'm not dismissing anyone, but it's just like preaching to the choir. It's the same people, same social circle. Whereas, you know, some artists are also like intimidated to go to galleries, like even to contact galleries. Mm-hmm. So I guess this, hopefully this changes the dynamics of the relationship between artists and galleries.
Where are some of the locations that your particular pieces are in?
Mine in digital billboards. But I'm not sure where's the exact place.
Ah, okay.
You can look at Balas at IGN, Lot 10, Menara Manika Sabam, Sivagam,
Dataran Merdeka.
Dataran Merdeka, and also DBK building.
You haven't gone around and looked at yours.
Sivan's a busy man. Okay. The nearest is Damansara Perdana, if any of you are listening. You can drive up to Menara Bata and you can see her.
So nearest to the BFM office is in Menara Bata.
Yes.
Great. Okay, good to know. How do you envision art in the city? Is it going to be a continuous thing?
Hopefully it'll be a continuous thing, and our main hope is for the arts community, visual arts community mainly, to take it into their hands. So whatever we did this year for Inner City, not just the activations on the buildings, but all these portfolio reviews and your public arts programming, as well as your roundtable. So hopefully in the next year or in the coming future, it would be handled by the visual arts community. There would be more involvement, and I think more conversations could happen. And Jinan is also always here to support and endorse it. But, you know, because we're not really art people. Hence, we're just like government people. So I know there are some sensitivities and some issues that, you know, that might not be appropriate for us to discuss. So I think it's better for the community to take it into their hands themselves.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
And
us.
I look forward to driving around and hopefully seeing some of your works.
Yeah, thanks. Sure.
I've been speaking to artists Samantha Chia and Sivabalan Arumugam and Chandana, Sector Manager for Visual Arts and Independent Music, Smek Almozar, about art in the city, where 14 different Malaysian artworks are being displayed publicly around Kuala Lumpur for 6 months. Samantha and Sivabalan are two of the 13 artists being featured. And for more information, visit chandana.com.my. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts on our BFM app. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.